FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, apparently Bernie can't handle his own truth, feeling the burn from back in 1987 when he said, you know, there's no way we can pay for all of this. Well, good morning, my people. Welcome to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Tim Jones in the big chair here at FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us this morning on another wintry day. All the roads look pretty good out there. We're going to talk next to our next guest here on the bottom line, my very good friend, Keith Antone. He's at Keith Antone. Keith, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Speaker Tim Jones, my buddy. Listen, hi, Denise. Hi, Tricia. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning, Keith.
Yeah.
How about those St. Louis Blues? How about the Blues?
Yeah, man. We've been talking about them all morning. Never count them out, right, Keith?
Never count them out. Listen, I'm so excited for them, man. Franchise record, so hopefully we can keep it going. Let's go Blues.
Yeah, on that we definitely agree. Hey, Keith, I want to know, though, are you feeling the burn? Are you where are you with Bernie Sanders? You like the magic man who's going to put a chicken in every pot and a health care plan in every wallet? Or do you agree with the 1987 Bernie Sanders who said, oh, that's crazy, it will bankrupt the country?
Well, you know, I have to say this. It's not that if I agree with him or not. I just love it. I think that anything we get is going to be better than the clown we have on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, you mean the one that's gotten jobs for every American, Keith, and rising wages and happy days are here again? That guy?
And a ham in every refrigerator. Right? Yeah, that guy. So here's the thing. Here's the thing, Tim. You know, at the end of the day, I think that, you know, this is America. And I really do. I am so excited to see such, I think it's up to 10 or 11 Democratic hopefuls that want to run for president in 2020. And that is wonderful. This is what this country is all about. We need to get this dictator out of here and get him out of here quick. So anything that we get is going to be much better than what we've got right now.
Hey, Keith, do you agree with me, though, that the best chance against Donald Trump is going to be, and I don't consider you, Keith Antone, to be a left-wing liberal. I consider you to be an old-fashioned liberal, you know, an old-fashioned Democrat, because you and I have talked many, many times.
Yeah.
Don't you agree that the best chance to go against Donald Trump, though, is to provide that, you know, you may call him more sane person or whatever. I call it more of a moderate, more of a Congressman Tim Ryan or a Senator Amy Klobuchar. Someone who agrees that democratic socialism is not the path to go down. Don't you think that's the best chance?
I do. I do. I think this is two times that we've agreed this morning. This interview is officially over.
One more time and lightning strikes. Yeah.
One more time and I'm out of here, buddy. But no, I do agree that, you know, that it's going to be an old-fashioned type of Democrat. And I've heard some people speak about, you know, Kamala Harris out of the field right now. I would think that she is, you know, she would be the front runner, only because she's something that Trump was, right? She's a female, she's African American, and I think the American people are going to want to have something different in there. I think last night I woke up around 11 or 12 o'clock and I seen Elizabeth Warren sitting there with 50 Cent. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, Keith, don't you agree? She's trying way too hard, right? Elizabeth
really
Warren.
Is. Yeah, she really is. I mean, I had to check my channel and I said, is that Elizabeth Warren and 50 Cent? What the hell is going on here? So anyway, no, but I think Kamala Harris seems to be right now the one that's kind of, she's hitting the trail. She's everywhere. And I think that people are kind of relating to her. And I think it'll be something different. And that's what we wanted. But unfortunately, when we voted for in 2016, people wanted something different.
Well, and I think that's why Bernie's got so much popularity, because he's the opposite ideologically, but he's got that same populist movement. Let me ask you about one more person, Keith, and then if you can hold on through the break, I want to talk to you about some other issues of the day. Joe Biden, you know, I think he's the only one I really fear, Uncle Joe, because I think he speaks. He seems like the everyman, kind of like Trump does. But Uncle Joe, he can't seem to get out of a primary. He can't seem to get out of his own way in a primary. Do you think he's got a chance this time? Or like Bernie, do you think it's just recycled?
I think it's just recycled. I personally, if he was to get in, that would be who would be my personal favorite. I love Joe Biden. I think he is the he has the answer for Trump. I'd love to see those two debate, even if he wasn't the nominee. I'd love to see those two just go at it, because I think that he'd take his coat off and pull out a can of whooptail for Trump, but just because that's just who he is. And so I like him personally, but I do think that we don't need to have these, as you said, recyclables. We don't need, to recycle, the burn. You had your chance, Burn.
Interesting.
Next thing you know, we'll have Hillary Clinton jumping in.
I hope so. Hey, Keith, can you hang on through the break for me?
I can.
Okay, great. We're going to continue with my good friend Keith Antone. I'll keep educating him, and he'll keep trying to tell me how wrong I am. We'll keep on the bottom line when we come back. Also, we're going to give away those tickets. So when we come back about 8:22, we're going to give away the tickets to the Home and Garden Show giveaway, courtesy of the Bomarito Box Office. So stay here. More with Keith Antone and more on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Tim Jones in the Big Chair at FM Newstalk 97.1. Fun with hotkeys.
That's
what Trisha's doing this morning.
It's like Sheldon's fun with flags.
Exactly. Thanks for listening this morning through all our fun. Hope we're keeping you entertained here. Be careful out there on the roadways. Looks like everything's fine, but before we get back to Keith Antone, I promised I would give these tickets away. So hey, I missed a bunch of the callers because we've had too many guests. But if you want to call back in our last segment, so I've got Keith Antone here at 8:37. I've got Alex Wilkes, and then so at about 8:48 or so, we'll wrap things up. We'll take your calls definitely. So if any of you want to call back then, but right now, as I promised, we've got a 4-pack of tickets for the Home and Garden Show giveaway, courtesy of the Bomarito Box Office. We thank them very much. So right now, let's do caller 7. Caller 7 right now at 314-241-9797 or toll-free at 866-455-9797. Wins a 4-pack of passes to the ongoing Home Builders Association Home and Garden Show. I'm sorry, the show is March 7th through the 10th. March 7th through the 10th. We've been giving the passes away all week. Each pass is good for a free admission to any show day. STLHomeshow.com for more details. Right now, caller 7 at 314-241-9797. Phone lines are lighting up, so we'll find out who that is. And continue with my very good friend, Keith Antone, at Keith Antone. Hey, Keith, aren't you excited that the president is moving forward on solving our border security crisis? Nancy Pelosi said you only get a dollar. He got $1.375 billion of those dollars. And once again, President Trump showing leadership in keeping America safe again.
Yeah, and he's going to try to steal another $4 or $5 billion.
Oh, steal? Hey, just like Obama with DACA, right, Keith? I mean, executive order for you, executive order for me.
Yeah, well, and we all know that, my whole problem with this is that, we have three branches of government up there, and there's supposed to be a check and balance system, and him trying to go around Congress and take money from other areas. You see it. You're a lawyer. You see it. I think there's now 12, maybe 14, 15 states that are lining up to fight this in court. It's going to be a legal battle. It's going to get dragged on for years and years and years, and we're still not going to have a wall. So, you know what?
But Keith, we already have some barriers and some walls, and President Obama supported it, Nancy Pelosi supported it, Chuck Schumer supported it, all these congressional candidates, they all support. Keith, why don't you, I think the politicians have supported these things, but it seems like the talkers like you guys don't want to do anything about border security. Don't you want to keep this country safe?
No, we do. And I think, and that's always been, for those on the right, that's always been your argument, that we don't care about border security. I think we do, but we want it to be a humane, fair system. This is what this country is built on. And I think that right now, a wall is just not the answer. So we can call it a wall, we can call it a fence, you can call it a barrier, but that's not and you and I both know, Tim, that that's not going to solve the problem. We need to figure out, we've got to have immigration, true immigration reform. The wall in itself, that was a great talking point for him when he was running, and it sounded good. In Mexico, I don't see anywhere where Mexico has come to the table with any of their money. Mexico's not going to put one dime of money up.
Well, a Mexican might. We got El Chapo now. He's worth about 12 or 15 billion. We can maybe use his money.
That would be great. And then there you have it. We can build a wall all around the country. I mean, a wall that will cover, every border, north, south, east, and west. But no, seriously, We've got to have some kind of immigration reform.
Well, I agree with you, but what do you mean by that? I mean, don't you think we should have a merit-based system like every other industrialized country? Where we bring in the people that we need in this country and not just keeping the welfare wagon for everybody?
Well, but that's not what this, how this country, that's not how we, how this country was founded and how we started out as a country. You know, I think that, you know, there are people that are running, who are trying to get in the country, who have fear for their lives. I mean, they're not just coming here because everything is milk and honey where they're at in El Salvador and in these other countries. They're not just sitting up there, as you said, welfare. They're not sitting on the welfare system there and getting taken care of and got health care and education. You know, they're in war-stricken countries and where you got rogues that are running these countries and you know, so I think that we still have to have some kind of compassion. I just think we need a complete immigration reform.
Well, they're fleeing socialism and running to capitalism. On that, you and I agree, right?
Absolutely.
Keith Edtone, man, it's always great to talk to you. You were wrong on everything this morning, but I'm glad I could help educate you once again. So
we did agree on at least two things.
We did. And Keith, it's going to be a wild, woolly election season once again. And so we're Mark and I will definitely have you back on, and we'll, as we always do, we'll give both sides to every equation.
And we'll definitely have you on over at Praise 95.1 every Saturday.
Yeah, Keith, who you got coming up this weekend? You want to tease anybody?
Well, we're trying to get the Better Together folks on.
Oh! And
we're trying to get them on. We've been trying for a couple of weeks now, so that's our biggest guest that I think people would recognize. So just talk more about it. You know, I think that Better Together is going to happen, you know, one way or the other, but I think the more information that we get out there for folks, they'll be able to make their own decisions.
I didn't even get a chance to get into you with that because it'll make Mark set his hair on fire. But I will definitely want to talk to you about that because I really haven't talked to you about that issue. But we're out of time today, Keith. So I will. Now we have something to talk about in the future. So
you have a great show
this weekend, Keith Edtone, and we'll keep listening to you. I know you'll keep listening to us, and I wish you well, my friend.
All right, thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah, take care.